Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hey, listen. Listen. Now, Jesus, our Lord, came, first of all, he came as a baby in a manger. But you know what? He's coming back again. He's coming back again, not as a lamb, but as a lion. Not as a humble child, but as a conquering king. Amen. Amen, amen.
Oh, my God. my God, my God.
Are we prepared as a nation? As a nation, are we ready to see the return of our Lord?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As a nation established on righteousness. And in many ways, we have exalted our rights above the one who makes us righteous. Jesus, the righteous King.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
America. America, return to love. Return to truth. Return to your King. Return.
I hear the cry. I hear the cry.
Return.
Hallelujah.
To the truth you once believed.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time for people to turn back to their King. We have turned aside from the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We have disobeyed, become men. The leaders of our nations have obeyed. Praise God. All praise God. We have disrespected our God. We pray tonight that they will return back to their King. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek his face, he said he will heal this land. We pray tonight that people will turn back to God and be obedient. He said, if you be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. My God, we have disobeyed our God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's favorite ministry tonight. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. or whatever you may be going through. Maybe some type of sickness, some kind of oppression or depression spirit. Whatever it is, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God is willing to give us rest from anything that we go through. He is our comforter. He is our peace. He's everything that we need that pertaineth to life and godliness in him. Praise God. We are to trust him, depend upon him, lean upon him in anything that troubles us. We are to bring it to Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Praise God. Praise God. He is pleading our case daily. Daily. It's a day. He never stops pleading our case. He never stops bringing all our petitions to the Father. And the only way that we can get to God is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He has died, praise God, for everything, everything that besets us. He has witnessed it all, praise God, on the cross. We don't need anybody else to go through but Jesus. He's our go-between, praise God. That's a wonderful thing. He died for our sins. I don't care what you've done tonight. I don't care what you're going through tonight. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you've done. Jesus is the answer to everything that pertaineth to our lives. Praise God. And he's working at all times. He never gets tired. He never gets tired. He's never sorry. But he's glad to bring our petitions to the Father. I'm excited. I'm excited. Yes, I am. I'm excited in Jesus for who he is to me and who he is to you. Praise God, because I know he's a good God. And he's a God that heals, delivers, and sets free. Praise God. What else do we need? What else? We don't need anything else but Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Let's go to prayer. And after I go to prayer, I'm going to ask Minister Gigi to come after me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, right now, Lord God, we come into your presence, God. We do come to bring our petitions before you, Lord God. And Lord, Father God, we thank you that you have forgiven us of all our sins, oh God. We thank you for everything that you have done, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone that listened to this program, God. Oh, Father God, tonight or whatever day, oh God, that they listen, God, we pray, oh God, for whatever they may be going through or whatever they're facing in life, God, or whatever has gone on in their past, God. We pray for a healing, Lord God. We pray for every mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that may have lost a son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, oh God, or maybe slain by the bullet, oh God. Hallelujah. Maybe someone, oh God, is suffering with a cancer, oh God, Father God, and they are depressed, oh God. But God, believe you. I pray that they will believe you, God, for healing, God, because you can, oh God, deliver them out of that thing, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch every heart, oh God, that may be, God, heartbroken. Touch every heart, oh God, that may have heart disease, oh God. You are the healer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch everyone, God, that may be blind, oh God. Oh God, physically and spiritually, God, open up the blinded eyes, oh God. Lord, you did it back then, you're still doing it today, God. Touch everyone, oh God, Father God, and give them wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, understanding, oh God, of who you are and what you will be today, God. Today is the day, God, not tomorrow. Oh, you said every day must take care of itself, oh God. Lord God, not last week, God. Father God, for last week is gone, God. This is a new day, God. And Lord God, we are trusting you for this day, God. We trust in praising you for anything, oh God, that the enemy is trying to tear us, to tear us, oh God, in the name of, oh God, we coming in your name. Yes, Lord God. Oh God, for you's a heart fixer and a mind regulator, God. Oh God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. You steps in, God. Oh God, when the waters sing as though they are rising so high, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, seem as though we just can't swim sometime, but you cause us to swim. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh Father God. Oh, Lord God, Father God, you, oh God, you are the great high priest, oh God. So, Lord God, we come to the great high priest tonight, oh God. Lord God, we lay all our cares and burdens at your feet, Lord God. Oh, God, you are high above all else, oh God. And, Lord God, there's no one higher than you. There's no one wider than you. There's no one deeper than you. Oh, Father God, who else, God, do we want to serve? And Lord, we come to you, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, calling upon you. You said, call upon you, and you will answer us and show us great and mighty things, God, that we know not of. There's things, God, you got in store that we don't know of, God. So, Lord, we are calling upon you, Father God. Lord God, to heal, God, to set free, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we call upon you. For you, oh God, yes, God, you, oh God, you are the great high priest, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we place you, oh God, Father God, high above. There's no one, oh God, Lord God, that's, oh God, lower or higher, above all else, God, above all else, oh God, oh God. And we come to you, God, oh God, when we come to you bare naked, oh God, Father God, you seize us, oh God, humbly, humbly coming to you, oh God, humbly coming to you, oh God, and we come and worship at your feet. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Praise God. Minister Gigi. Sister June Paul, could you pray for us, please? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Minister Gigi. Hallelujah. Okay, Minister Gigi. Minister Gigi, can you pray, please?
Yes, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I just
Hello?
Put you on. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We give you praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Here we are, Lord, before your throne of glory. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you have compassion over us, that you have mercy, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes.
God, God in heaven, as we approach you this afternoon, this evening, we ask the Spirit of God to wash us and cleanse our sins, cleanse our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And sanctify our hearts. Sanctify our hearts and purify us to purify our hearts and sanctify us for you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you fill us with fresh anointing, Holy Spirit, fresh anointing. Yes, fill us fresh anointing in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father God, we pray that the blood of Jesus Jesus. The blood, we pray, hallelujah. The blood, that, you know, we pray that the blood of Jesus has protection of your heart. To cover our children, that Jesus. Cover our families. Cover our homes. The blood of Jesus. The blood of protection. The healing blood of Jesus. We invoke the blood of Jesus over this prayer line in the mighty name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus against the power of the air in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, we will be victorious by the power of the blood of Jesus. We will triumph over the enemies by the power of the blood of Jesus. We will be healed in every area in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, and power the blood of Jesus. And tonight, oh Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whoever's listening to this radio, that there will be touched, hallelujah, there will be healed by the blood. There will be touched by the blood. There will be healed by the blood. There will receive the word of God, the word to transform them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I pray for the leader in charge, Minister Vivian, that the God will cover her with protection. God will strengthen her in the name of Jesus. God, that we give her more of him and less of her, more of him, and to use her for his glory, your glory, Lord, use her for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for all that they heal this prayer. That God Almighty will draw you closer to Him tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And whatever the situation that you're in, whatever you are looking for from the Lord, that you will receive them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that you come, you know, as you come closer to God, closer to God, and then you fall right there in a relationship with the Lord, that you know the Lord better and better and better, that you study His word better and better and better. And then I pray that God give you revelation, give you an understanding of His word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God Almighty, we break everything before you. We surrender all to you. We don't hold anything back. We surrender our sins. We surrender our thoughts. We surrender our children, all the family. We surrender all the problems. We surrender everything to you. We ask that you take control. Hallelujah. That you have your own way, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We give them all to you, as your will be done in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the day, oh Lord, and all the provisions that you have prepared for us. We thank you because you are a good God. We thank you. You are the provider. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. And we praise you, Lord. We praise you because you deserve all the praise and glory. We say hallelujah. hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, let your name be magnified, O Lord, and your name be glorified. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, we praise you, and we thank you for answering our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister June, give us a short prayer, please. Evangelist June Paul. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're going to go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you tonight. Praise God. About being a watchman on the wall. A watchman on the wall. Praise God. We are to build a spiritual wall. Praise God. One of the most vital aspects of being a repairer of the breach is the ministry of spiritual wall building. Spiritual wall building is the call of God to serve as watchmen in the ministry of prayer. And I believe that everyone that's on here tonight is a prayer warrior or intercessor. Praise God. We are to be prayer warriors. Praise. We can bring all, we can all participate in this watchman ministry by the power of the prayer to build spiritual walls around our families, our churches, our communities, our nation. God tells us to pray for all of this. Praise God. This is an assignment that the Lord will give to every one of us. He is in business of recruiting volunteers in this critical role of today. Praise God. When we look at Ezekiel 3:17, it says, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. So God calls us to be watchmen. Jeremiah 51:12, set up a standard on the walls of Babylon. Make the guard strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. God wants us to prepare. God don't want us to be slowful. For the Lord has both devised and done what he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. Luke 21:34-36, but take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness. See, we let things get in our way, but God is wanting us, praise God, and the cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. See, that's why some people get caught, trapped, because they are not watching, they are not praying. Praise God. And these things come up on us unawares. Praise God. Unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the earth. Watch therefore, verse 36 says, watch therefore, pray always that you may be counted worthy. Praise God. You want to be. We want to be worthy saints, worthy warriors, to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. I just think some people think that nothing is going to happen to them until it has happened. Praise God. We are to be a watchman. We are to have a ministry of watch. A ministry of watchmen. Praise God. The Old Testament meaning of watchman is that was that of a guard who was at his post. The Hebrew meaning of the word is one who leans forward to peer into the distance. We are to be watchmen. We ought to be prayer warriors. We are to be intercessors. We are to pray always. Praise God. Prayer is essential for the Christian life. Praise God. Prayer, I know Minister GG is an intercessor. And I want you to know that Minister GG has also published a book Greta Marchand, my spiritual journey. And if, I would like for everyone that's listening to go out and get this wonderful book. And I think this book will minister to you on your journey, and you will see yourself sometimes as you read this book. But I just wanted to pause right there and let you know that Minister Gigi that just prayed, her name is Minister Greta Marchand, and the title of her book is My Spiritual Journey. Praise God. Let's go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What is he looking for in a watchman? What is God looking for in a watchman? Praise God. He is watching for any signs of the enemy. That's what you and I ought to be watching for, the enemy. God said we are to know him, know his ways, for he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the enemy. Praise God. So we ought to be watching for that enemy. We should not be letting things of the world crowd us out that we can't see it, get too full of the world and its ways, praise God. 1 Peter 5:8, he said, be sober. That means be on alert. For your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Satan is just waiting for you to give him a loophole where he can get in and try to steal your joy, your finances. And sometimes he steal your finances till you get down where you have nothing. I mean nothing. You're homeless. You have no finances. You out there on the street, homeless. Praise God. So we have to be a watchman on the wall, praise God. Hallelujah. Be sober. Be on alert at all times. Be watching. Be praying at all times. The New Testament meaning of watchman is that being spiritually awake. Spiritually. Keep your mind spiritual minded. On spiritual things, praise God. The concept that Jesus emphasizes was that of being spiritually and mentally alert by the means of constant prayer. God said we ought to be praying all time, in season and out of season. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God just didn't write this just to be writing it. He wrote it to encourage us because he knew what had happened to Satan. He had to throw him out of heaven. And now he's down here roaming around trying to get us. And God is trying to help us to know that, hey, be on alert. Matthew 26:38-40. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. Even to death. Stay here and watch with me. 39, he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Because, see, the devil even visited Jesus. So you know if he had an encounter with Jesus, what about you? Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Do we get tired of praying? Do we get tired of running for Jesus? Do we get tired of seeking God's face? We shouldn't. The three key words for watchmen are guard, one of them. Guard. Another one is watch. Another key word is observe. We ought to be doing all these three things in our life daily. Watching, observing, and guarding what goes on in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a leadership characteristic, teaching us to keep watch over those entrusted in our care. That includes our children or whatever God has entrusted you to, whether it's a job or whether it's a caretaker, whatever God has put to your hands to do. He said, do it with unto the glory of God and do it with all your might. So we have a duty when it comes to being a watchman. Praise God. Acts 20 and 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd of the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. So we as ministers or as pastors, we are to be very careful with the flocks that he has placed in our hands. Praise God. Isaiah 60 and 18. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Hey, if the people were praying as they should, we should not see violence. But there's a weak loop somewhere. There is some weakness somewhere. And the enemy is stirring the pot. Because we have allowed unclean things to come in. Praise God. The walls that were around the cities represented divine protection, for they were called walls of salvation. Praise God. The reason God set watchmen was for the protection of the people. Notice he said there will be no destruction within your borders or your walls. That's the word of God. But we are allowing Satan to come in. We're getting caught up in all kind of things of the world. The party, the feast, all kind of things are creeping in. Praise God. We have to stand back and look and watch and see what God is saying in our midst. When we engage in prayer, we are building a wall of divine protection. And we have so many prayer lines. What do we do when we get off the prayer line? Or are we continuing to keep our heart engulfed in prayer? The word keep or protects connect us to the principle of the watchman. We are to be watchmen. Watchmen on the wall. We can watch out for our neighborhood. We can watch for our president. We can watch for all those that are in authority. We watch for our children, our husband, our homes. Praise God. We are to be watchmen. God has made man the priest of the home. So he ought to be the watchman over his families. Many men are not being the watchmen of their home. They are not covering their wives in prayer and their families in prayer before they leave for work every morning, or if they're going to work. Oh, my God, did I go there? Yes. So many men are not even working, are not praying, not being the man that God called them to be. Praise God. Psalms 121, 5 through 8 said, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. From this time forth, and even forevermore. That's a strong statement from the Lord. He will preserve you in every way if you are praying. God is going to preserve you. God has got your back. Praise God. The concept of spiritual wall building is that we are believers. Advance the kingdom of God through holy spiritual prayer.
Are you a prayer warrior? Are you a watchman on the wall? Are you one that God has called? Do you know, I would say, do you really know that you are one that been called out, set aside, and set apart for his glory to be a watchman on the wall? Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so happy. I am so happy that I can walk in prayer daily. I don't have to be just in a certain place. I don't have to be at a certain time. But there's prayer going on in my heart. Praying for someone. Praying. I'm not selfish. Come on, somebody, say I'm not selfish. I'm praying for someone, somewhere. Could be way across overseas in Africa or some other country. God will lay on your heart of what to pray for. Praise God, because you have that intercessory going on deep down on the inside of you. And God will not let it lay dormant if you are keeping it activated in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about in all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. One thing I recognize, that Jesus never sent nobody to the doctor. Even though he had a doctor on hand, Dr. Luke, he didn't send the peoples to Dr. Luke. Jesus never sent nobody to a physician. No. Nobody. Why? Why didn't he send them? Because he was the ultimate physician. Jesus was the, he was, we just read it, Jesus is everything tonight. Come on, somebody, I want you to hear this. Jesus never sent anybody to a doctor. Why? Because he was the healer. He was the physician. He was the one. He said Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues. What we ought to be doing, teaching the truth every day, telling somebody about Jesus every day, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What is the gospel of the kingdom? That Jesus died and rose again. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And healing all kinds of sickness. God has given you power. To tread upon scorpions and demons and all kinds of disease among the people. Praise God. When we pray, we are building spiritual walls around people, marriages, children, cities, and regions. That's what we are doing. When we are praying, we are building. Pray, hallelujah. And we are standing strong in faith, that nothing shall any by any means harm them. Praise God. We are standing in faith. Come on, somebody. I want y'all to hear me tonight. Oh, praise God. We are believing God. And God say when we call upon him, he will answer us and he will show us great and mighty things, things that we know not of. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are praying for people, marriages, children, cities, regions, families, co-workers, whatever it may be that God may put upon your heart. Nehemiah 4:7-8. Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry and all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Let me tell you, the devil will try to get in your way when you are an intercessor, and he will try to create confusion. Hallelujah. Oh, but you can say, I know in whom I believe in. Oh, that I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. By faith, I believe God gonna tear down every wall that the enemy is trying to destroy me with. Praise God. Ah, the enemy. Oh, but look what Ephesians said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Oh, God is preparing us. If we are prayer warriors, praise God. God is preparing us. Hallelujah. Oh, if you are intercessor, God is preparing you. He'll make a way out of no way where there seemeth to be no way. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's going to make a way for you if you are truly prayer warrior, if you have faith. Oh, and go on, let's see what he said, that you may be able to withstand the evil in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. God will cause you to stand. Stand in the midst of oak. I've seen it. Don't you see your enemies fall sometimes when they hate you, when they done you something wrong? Hey, God will cause them to fall. Praise God. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. You got the word of God in you. You got the word of truth. God is truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. God ain't gonna lie. Come on. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You don't have to start no ruckus. You don't have to start no fight. You don't have to argue with them. You don't have to tell them nothing. All you got to do is stand in peace. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let your feet be shod with the gospel of the preparation of gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Yes, yes, yes. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all. He didn't say some of them. All the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All the fiery darts of the week, everything that tries to beset you, God going to give you a way out, a way of escape. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about these watchmen. When you are a true watchman, I played this song earlier. I have seen the downfall of Satan. Glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have seen the downfall of Satan. Glory be to God. Amen. All you have to do is sing and praise God and watch the enemies flee. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on with this word. And he said, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Here's where I want to get to. Praying, oh my God, always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching in the Spirit. Now, you ain't got to pray aloud. You can just pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watching thereunto with all perseverance. Don't give up. Persevere on through that thing. Let the devil know that you ain't going to give up. Let the devil know that you are strong in the power of God's might, not in him, that he has no authority in you. And the supplication for all saints. Oh, that you are praying for all saints. Hallelujah. You are praying for all the saints. because you know that devil going to try to beat up on them. You know that there is some weak. You know that some need to be built up in their faith. You know, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. You know that there are some stumbling. You know that there are some that's going through some hard times. So you are praying with supplication for all the saints. My God, hallelujah. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bond, and therein I may speak boldly, I ought to speak. Praise God. That's what I wanted you to hear tonight. Pray. Praying always. Praying always in the Spirit. I want to know tonight, are you a watchman on the wall? Are you a watchman praying for all the saints that don't know you? Hallelujah. Praying for the salvation. God said if we just get one to come in, one every time one comes in, it makes his heart glad. We pray for those that we don't know. We pray for the salvation of some other mother's child. He said when you take care, praise God, of the affairs of someone else, God said, I'm going to take care of yours. I love that scripture when I read it every time. God said when I take care of the affairs of someone else, I'm going to take care of the affairs of yours. Mother June, can you pray for the affairs of someone else right now, right quick? Minister June Paul. Minister Janice.
Yes. I'm
pray
here.
For,
I'm
here. Okay, pray for the affairs of somebody else right now.
All right. Praise the Lord. I'm just walking out here. Thank you, Jesus. It's a privilege. Privilege to be able to pray for somebody else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wherever you are and whatever you're involved in, these prayers come out to you with love in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for our sisters and brothers. Thank you for souls all over the world because all souls belong to you. And God, somebody
Amen.
Is in need of a special, special touch from you physically, financially, and mentally. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And on behalf of that person who may be listening and they're praying for their children, they're concerned about friends and loved ones and on the job. Hallelujah. And some have lost their children this last couple of weeks. Lord, we're praying for that mourning mother and father. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for God's favorite. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And we're expecting you, oh God, to do even greater things for Minister Vivian. Hallelujah. Amen. And all of our co-workers. We praise you, oh God, and give you the glory. In Jesus Christ's name. Thank God. Thank God. Be saved, be healed, be delivered. Amen and amen.
Amen. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance you. And may he give you peace this week. Praise God. I pray God's choice blessings upon each one of you all. I pray that you will be right back here with me next week. Praise God. I thank you for coming on. Be with Minister Janice on next week. Praise God at 8 o'clock on Friday. Bye-bye.
Amen.